Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Oh, how are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Very good.
Happy holidays to all our listeners.
Yes.
I haven't been here for a while, so how's the show been going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. We have exciting cases today. We have some return callers, return follow-up interviews. And should we just get straight to the first one?
Sure,
Okay, we have Barbara on the line.
Let's get Barbara on the line.
Hello, Dr. Tong.
Hi, Barbara.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning to you, too.
How are you doing?
Yeah, you have some exciting news to share with us.
I surely do.
Okay.
Barbara, first, let's tell our listeners where you're from and what you do.
Well, I'm from California, Orange County.
Okay.
And I am a researcher.
Okay.
For film production, and I've had a lot of problems that Dr. Tong has been able to eliminate.
Do you mind if I kind of read off a list?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so you did suffer from bleeding from the stomach, anemia, hepatitis C, which is a big thing right now that doctors are talking about, edema in your legs, feet, abdomen, esophageal reflux, itching, gallstones, vertigo, diarrhea, leg, feet, and finger cramps, and difficulty swallowing.
Yes.
Is that right? That is a huge list.
Oh, that was a humongous list.
Yeah. Actually, to recap, to summarize a little bit, you were on a show a couple of times, maybe a couple of months ago, okay?
Right.
And you were bleeding to death. And then you came to me, you were walking corpse. You were so pale because your hemoglobin went down to 2 to 3.
Yes.
In spite of a couple of pints of transfusion.
Yes.
Okay. And can you tell us how have you improved and what are the problems you still have from that list?
Well, the bleeding has stopped totally.
Really?
I was told before I came to Dr. Tong that they really... they didn't know what to do with me. They couldn't stop the bleeding unless they took out the better part of my stomach and bypassed food to the liver. So that has all stopped. The liver is functioning. I have energy again. I feel like I'm living again.
Okay.
My hemoglobin is wonderful.
Yes.
What is it? What is your hemoglobin now?
Well, my hemoglobin is now 9.5.
Wow.
It was 8.4 a couple of weeks, ago.
About a month ago.
It was.
Yes.
In the last 2.5 weeks, it's gone to 9.5.
Wow.
Great.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And 12 is normal, is that right, Dr. Tong?
12 to 14, 12, yes, for females.
So they wanted to take your stomach out.
Oh, absolutely.
And then what would they propose that? How would you?
We're going to put a tube down my neck into the liver, because what was bleeding was the capillaries were being engorged because the liver wasn't taking care of the blood flow to purify.
Mm-hmm.
That is a good case of treating the symptoms rather than treating the real cause. Adding more symptoms.
So you would have to have a tube down your neck for the rest of your life?
Yes, and the side effects were terrible. Part of them would be suicidal, memory loss, couldn't drive a car.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
But right now, what do you have? You're normal now. You have energy.
Feels so much better. Yes, well, now you're working on getting rid of those gallstones, which I know you will.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And a few other odds and ends things on that list. But
how's your hepatitis right now?
The hepatitis is, as far as I know, it hasn't been checked for about since I've seen Dr. Tong, but I think the virus has calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be doing that the first part of January.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring out this point. Everybody have everything. Hepatitis, AIDS, cancer cells, like in our throat, we have streptococci bacteria. The thing is that on a normal person, these different microbes exist in physiological proportion, and they do not bother the normal person.
Mm-hmm.
How you can tell that your hepatitis titus now is normal? Is that because you feel so much better?
Oh, yeah.
You cannot have a high titer and feel like this.
Right. Yeah.
There's no chance. You know, you feel so much better before you even get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Yes.
Yes.
How's your edema and your cramps?
The edema comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How about the swallowing? You know, can you eat?
Oh, the swallowing, no problem.
No problem. See, most of the problem's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, gone.
Yes,
And and my energy level gets better all the time.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling emotionally?
Emotionally, I'm fine. I mean, yes, much, much better. No, I don't feel as stressed.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. That illustrates how, if you know how to treat the underlying cause or the problem, not only that you can restore health, but so much cheaper. You know, the other way, you're degraded to a subhuman level with tubes, with foreign parts, with aches and pains, and with the underlying problem keep rotting your system, and you don't know what's going on.
Barbara, can you tell us how long you've been seeing Dr. Tong for now?
The first time I saw Dr. Tong was on October the 11th.
Okay, so it's been about 2 months.
Yes.
And how long have you been treated for all these problems?
Oh, my. Well, since March, I started, my hemoglobin started heading down in the cellar, down, mm-hmm. down, down. And then 6 pints of blood, 2 trips to the hospital this year. But it really started last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Of really not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
And the hospital is very expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, all the NDE treatment can prevent all this unnecessary expense.
Well, and I have a long list of prescriptions that were a monthly thing.
Mm-hmm. And were they helping you at all?
Oh, no. Listen, if they were helping me, I would have missed them when I quit them.
Well, Barbara, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is incredible, and hopefully it'll give hope to our listeners.
Oh, I hope so, too.
And then we will follow up with you in January when we hear about your hepatitis results.
Oh, very good.
Okay, have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whoever have surgery recommended, think twice. 99% of the time.
You don't need it.
You don't need it.
Unless it's very acute. It's acute.
To improve health, no,
right,
okay?
Right.
To save life, probably,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
But to improve health, 99.9%,
right.
No.
If you're just joining us, that was Barbara on the line. She's been on our show a couple times now, and she has anemia and bleeding from the stomach. Her doctors wanted to take her stomach out and put a tube, bypass the stomach straight into the liver because her bleeding was so severe. Her hemoglobin was down to 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Even after a pint, two
six pints.
after six, well, from when she first started to see you, about two pints.
Twice.
Now her hemoglobin is up to 9.5. She has not had a transfusion since then.
Last time was 8.4.
Right. Give us
so
a call.
Coming up.
714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, should we get to our caller? Let's get to David first.
David Baker.
Right.
Hello.
Hi,
David.
Baker.
How are you?
Oh, I'm much better.
Yes, and some of you may recall David was on a show a couple of times before he had an appointment with us.
Mm-hmm.
And why don't we? Can you tell us what you do or where from?
Well, I had to go through an HMO and see this doctor to get a referral to another doctor, and
mm-hmm.
he diagnosed me by looking at blood tests and telling me that I had colon cancer.
Right.
And no colonoscopy, and of course he wanted me to take a colonoscopy after he said that. And mm-hmm. It didn't work. I left the office and I haven't been back since.
Mm-hmm.
That was in April of this year.
But the main problem that you came to see us was that you were so painful.
Inflammation, something terrible on every joint in the body, it seemed like.
How long have you been suffering from these
16
symptoms?
16 months.
16 months.
And it seemed like 16 years.
Yes. To just give an idea, and I don't want to embarrass you or any matter, give an idea how severe your problem was that you came to us, and for a whole year, almost a year, that you were not able to take a bath.
That's correct. Bathe myself.
It's not that you don't want to, it's just that you couldn't hardly turn when you first saw me.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at your condition, it was terrible, but because you were so painful, you could not move.
That's practically true, yes.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing you, I can finally put on my pants standing up.
Yes.
My range of motion in my arms has improved. The neck is no longer stiff, and that was a real bad problem.
Right. That was one of the biggest problems.
Absolutely. And now I can walk better than I was before.
Yeah, remember I told you right when you called me, I say most likely you'll get better the first time. How many treatments have you had so far?
Three.
Yesterday was the third one, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Wow.
Yesterday I worked on... We're going to strengthen your knees and thighs. Well, are you able to walk better now upstairs?
Yes, and lifting my legs out of the car and into the car, and that's an improvement.
Good.
We're still working on it, I know, but it will get better and better.
Yeah, I saw that you were walking much more stable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and after all of this, I have another reason to rejoice. This season of the year.
Yes.
Thank God for your willingness to step forward out of the horrible HMO nightmare we have going on today.
Yes.
David, do you mind if I kind of run down your list of complaints?
Sure. Okay.
So your main complaint is the joint pain, inflammation in your joints, right?
Yes, and of course...
stiffness of the knees and your neck.
Absolutely.
Itching, burning eyes.
Yes.
A low-grade fever you have... all the time or at night?
No,
or?
Not all the time. No.
Mm-hmm.
It comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed to be less than it has been. And and I could feel warmth, that I was hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's better. In fact, just before the program started today, I had my eye itched and I rubbed it and it didn't burn.
Mm.
That's very unusual.
I work on it next time. I'll get rid of that burning for you.
And
you also have tinnitus?
Pardon me?
Tinnitus?
Yes, but that's something I've
minor.
Many years
mm-hmm.
sort of gotten almost used to it as static on a radio.
And you've lost a lot of weight, is that true?
Yes, that's my main concern now is
mm-hmm.
the weight loss and maybe cancer related, but this is a fear that was put into me by this HMO
mm-hmm.
doctor who told me I had colon cancer.
Right.
Yes. Only based on weight loss and no
mm-hmm.
bleeding, no other symptoms,
mm-hmm.
and no colonoscopy.
No.
How do you make the diagnosis of cancer?
Right. Well,
I don't see how he could diagnose it, but I think he wanted more business.
Yes, that's obvious. No.
They push you along like an assembly line, and it's just you treat the patient and the causes of the affliction, and the best results are gotten by following your program completely. The diet, herbs, and homeopathic supplements should be followed. And
so you're already on all of that?
Yes.
Wow.
What have you tried in the past?
I listened to this. This is a wonderful radio station, KBRT, but there's another doctor on this station that comes on the same day, and I tried to self-diagnose what I needed by listening to the supplements that he had been advertising on radio. And I think, and frankly, I'm pretty sure that I messed up my metabolism something awful by just taking various supplements that he had recommended to people over the year, you know, without having any diagnosis by any doctor.
That's the danger in doing that. You have to see the person to know exactly what he's missing or what he needs.
And I think I affected my metabolism something.
Yeah. Mm. Here's a fallacy of most other doctors, including alternative natural doctors.
Mm-hmm.
They deal with symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that each person have high blood pressure, each person have diabetes or fibromyalgia.
Mm-hmm.
We treat them differently.
Right.
They all have different combination of symptoms.
That's
and different herb need to be. Some people are hot, some people are cold. Like in your case, you were taking garlic supplements.
Right, and you're already hot
I think they were the best thing for me because I remember Gypsy Boots, he's still alive at 91 taking those, and of course his body is different from mine.
Exactly.
In your case, it kills you.
Right.
You keep on taking it, you get worse and worse.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason for your joint pain.
Mm-hmm.
And the metabolism messed up because you're too hot.
Right. So this heat is even increasing the joint pain.
That's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm.
My main concern now is the weight loss.
Okay, here's what I was telling you, and I want to do this over on the air so that everybody can hear. Like you don't really like to take the colonoscopy, and I kind of recommend it, but I'm not going to push it because the best way is look at how you do. Give my treatment maybe a few weeks. And I expect that your weight will come up.
Mm-hmm.
Your weight comes up, and you feel better, and you'll be looking at your tongue and examine you, and you become more balanced. The colonoscopy will be unnecessary.
Invasive.
And in fact, all this invasive procedure, mammography, and stuff like that, only give excuses for the people who are hungry for surgery to do more surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the literature, in the main journals. Like, the more mammography you do, the more treatment you do, and sometimes it causes more mortality and morbidity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually...
do you advise him not to get the colonoscopy?
Depends on how he does,
right.
So by the tongue and examination become better, he become balanced, and he start gaining weight, and he had no symptoms. There's no reason to do the colonoscopy.
Right.
Yeah, he cannot have a growing cancer and getting better and gaining weight and so forth.
Right.
That's certainly true. Yeah.
Exactly. See, just using that common sense.
Mm-hmm.
So give a few weeks,
mm-hmm.
not even a few months. I will expect. Well, I'm going on vacation. On Christmas. So those vacations will not, the time I'm gone will not count because I need to treat you. You know, the NB treatment is still the main thing.
As long as you keep with the herbs in your supplements.
Yeah, keep the herbs.
Maintain that. And also be careful what he eats over the holidays.
The diet. Exactly, the diet.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to mention one thing. I want all my patients to listen to this, okay? We talk about organic produce and food and non-organic food, and that is important. But the single most important that I keep repeating from one treatment room to another treatment room is the invisible part of the food.
Mm-hmm.
The heat, the cold, the dry, the moist, the acid, the alkaline, the yin and the yang. And here's an example that I gave all the time. You have two buildings. The first building are loaded with 100% Nobel Prize scientists. 100% of people showed up, but the building was kept at 130 degree temperature. Okay, the second building, only mediocre scientists, and only 80% people show up, but it's kept at 80 degree. Now, which one will be productive? Not the first one.
You
get the body too hot or too acid, the body simply don't work. Even if you take organic stuff. If you take junk food and you balance the invisible part, you'll be okay.
Right.
It'll take years for you to get in trouble.
Well, you're not condoning eating junk food, but it's just saying that how healthy you are. Because some people don't eat healthily, but they're healthy.
Exactly.
Because they can deal with it.
It is an invisible that's controlling the physical world. Mm-hmm. So it's all, the invisible part is, in the human is called the mind and spirit. So the sentence is all mental. It's really, really true.
Mm-hmm. It is in your head.
Yeah, it's all everything in the head. Everything controlled by the mind and spirit.
David, one more thing. This also sort of, you had depression. How are you feeling emotionally now?
Well, it's improved. Of course, you know, as I say, that colonoscopy is hanging over my head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like a dagger. But other than that, I'm much more into things than doing things.
Right.
Yes.
So now you can do things.
Yes.
I'm spending 15 hours in bed a day. 16 hours, you know.
Now, how many hours are you in bed now? Are you in bed?
You know, maybe 8 hours, 9 hours. Something.
Normal?
Yeah, just like sleeping time, right? Only, right?
Yes. Yeah. More normal, and certainly much, much normal. Than
yeah.
Normal.
We have one patient the same way, okay? Remember, if you've been listening to our show, Henry, he was scared to death because he was told of prostate cancer and needed a surgery right away. Otherwise, he would die.
Yeah.
He is not even close. He's playing golf every day, no symptom. And we'll bring him back in one of these days to share the story.
Well, David, thank you for joining us once again. Good luck to you, and hopefully we'll follow up on you and you'll have many more improvements.
Like weight gains.
Thank you. God bless you, and have a wonderful holiday season.
You too.
Okay. Nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was David on the phone. He's been on our show before. Actually, this is the first time he's been on our show since having treatments with Dr. Tong. He's had 3 treatments in the last week, and he's actually improved.
Much better.
Very much.
He can move around, actually. No, he couldn't move before.
Right. Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller. Let's get to him, Jerry.
Yes.
Hi, Jay.
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to our show. Thanks for waiting.
Sure.
Can you tell us where you're from and what you do?
I'm from San Diego, and I'm retired.
Okay.
Jay is actually my patient. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask, I was talking to you last week.
Yes.
And you I was concerned about the bioterrorism that we are facing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that you were more interested in one of my so-called cures, and that is that the one that I use, not electrical stimulation, but actually it's radio signals that destroy bacteria, bioorganisms.
Yes.
And that's one of the 3 methods that I am using in preparation.
Let me make a comment on that, okay?
Okay.
I didn't quite get this same impression last time. If you're attacking the bugs, it's not as the optimum treatment. The optimum treatment is to substantiate the different vibrations of your body that are lacking, that are deficient. So strengthen health is the real goal. Attacking the bacteria or the microbe is not the goal.
Mm-hmm.
We all have different microbes everywhere, just like in society. Every society has murderer, potential thief, robbers, and so forth. Every society has that, okay? It's only when the society, when the traffic are blocked, the police are corrupted, or, you know, the government is not doing well, like taxing us to death and making people miserable, okay? Then those potential thieves will become criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you block the traffic and you do not do anything for, let's say, 2 years, even normal people will become criminals in order to survive. So the problem is not to get rid of the rioters, to get rid of the criminals, but rather get the environment suitable for survival. And those people who raise goldfish will notice perfectly well, okay? We have been doing goldfish for a long time. Get the environment fixed. So you can use all your electronic device, like the wire from machine, and actually make your body stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Make your body stronger is the best way to fight disease.
So this machine will strengthen you? Is that right, Jerry?
No, I'll tell you. It's basically designed to kill microorganisms.
In the body.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Short term may be okay,
right.
But long term you need to strengthen your body.
Now the thing is, Jerry, does it also kill your normal flora?
Yes, it does.
Right.
Yes.
So that's...
Now one thing about it, it doesn't really, in your intestine, the flora that's in the intestine, it won't kill. It'll only kill some of it near the wall itself. But the normal flora in your intestine, it won't affect that. However, any microorganisms, including funguses and that type of thing, in your system, it will.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's how the mind and body work. When you get the mind back to the body, the chi will tell which organism, return the organism that are going pathological back to normal. Just like in an area with a riot because the traffic was blocked for a year. Once open up traffic, many criminals will become normal citizens again. The same way you work in the body. So work with the body, strengthen the body, reestablish health, rather than try to fight the symptoms and the disease.
Well, that certainly makes sense because dogs drink out of the gutters and they don't get sick.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That's a very good analogy.
Observing nature, each one living system uses the same way to sustain health, another bigger one or smaller one. Nature uses the same way. And then the bottom line is that the life energy that the Chinese discovered, they call qi. The best definition is life.
Well, Jerry, thanks for calling in.
Okay, there's one other thing. I noticed that recently there was a scientific study that was done, and it showed that people have to have bad bacteria in order to strengthen the human's immune system.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I noticed that's a recent study.
Absolutely true. Okay, the bacteria are labeled bad only when they become proliferating out of proportion.
Right.
Like the streptococci, I told you, when you get a strepto, it's because you ruin your body's balance. Okay, the streptococci is good for everyone until they overgrow. So there are no label of good or bad. Only your environment is most important.
Right.
Even Pasteur, when in the deathbed, he realized that it is the environment, not the terrain, rather than the microbes.
Right. Well, Jerry, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us. And we hope you have a good weekend and happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. One thing before we end today, I've been taking a genetics course, and a very famous professor actually from UCLA came, Dr. Grody, and he was talking about cystic fibrosis.
Yes.
And talking about screening for bad genes. And if they find the bad gene, they say that they'll usually abort the fetus. And my thing is, sometimes bad genes are not expressed.
Yes.
And that wastes a lot of money and... That's my gripe.
That's how ignorance, you know, caused so much misery. You know,
right.
You know, you abort a fetus is a whole life. You're killing a viable human being.
Right.
And the gene, whether they express or not, depends on how you fix the environment. So learning to live right, reduce stress, diet, will not make the bad gene express.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Call us 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright AM 740. Have a great weekend.